Let's head to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. It's nearly 57 years after the assassination of Malcolm X. A pair of people found guilty could have their convictions thrown out. How did we get to this point, Aaron?
Well, a couple of different ways. I mean, there had always been questions from the beginning, because at trial, the convicted assassin ended up saying that Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam had actually nothing to do with the assassination, and yet they were still convicted by a justice system gone wrong. And the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, working with the Innocence Project, ended up re-examining the investigation that was done by the FBI and the NYPD, and found enough, I think, errors or questions to now move for exoneration.
And this comes, unfortunately, too late for one of those who was imprisoned.
Khalil Islam died in 2009 at the age of 74. He had served about 20 years in prison before he was released in 1987. And he, obviously did not live to see the fruits of his push for his innocence. But Aziz is now 83. He issued a statement saying that he doesn't need a court or a prosecutor to say he's innocent. He's known it all along. But he said he appreciates the truth of the matter really coming out. And today he will appear in court before a judge where the Manhattan DA will move for exoneration, and the judge is expected to vacate his conviction and effectively clear his name.
Yeah, and a lot of this really came from some questions raised by the deathbed letter from a former department officer with the NYPD, kind of talking about what had happened during this case.
Well, it's true, and that was released earlier this year in February by the family of Malcolm X. And there had been a Netflix documentary and books that really kind of reignited the whole matter in the public consciousness. And it became evident there really was no forensic evidence that could ever tie these two men to the assassination. They just didn't have it, but they were convicted anyway. And you know, it's an example, I think, of in a bygone era, or maybe not so bygone, where two black men were viewed as expendable by the investigative agencies, perhaps to cover their own tracks, because both the FBI and the NYPD had undercovers in the Audubon Ballroom on February 21st, 1965. And a theory, and we're not going to ever hear the prosecutor go this far, but a theory is that these two men were convicted as accomplices just to make sure that the undercovers were never exposed.
And the man who has confessed to being the murderer, he apparently never indicated, he never implicated these other two men, correct?
Well, quite the contrary. He said they didn't do it. He said they were not involved. And yet they were still convicted because, you know, the prosecutor at the time know of all the evidence. The FBI and the NYPD did not share. And I think the convicted assassin was not deemed to be credible and just sort of saying things. And the authorities pushed through convictions that were, the DA will now say, were done in error.
Yeah, and we know, as you'd mentioned, Aziz says that he really doesn't need the proceeding, doesn't need the trial to know the truth and that he was innocent. But what does it mean, you know, now that it's been so many years past, to have his conviction thrown out? I mean, is that any, you know, close to finding some semblance of justice in what had happened?
You know, we talked to his lawyer, and his lawyer said that it was not a very... There was nothing sweet about the moment. I mean, the man has lived not only 20 years in prison, but lived with the burden of being Malcolm X's killer, or one of them, ever since he got out of prison in 1985 on parole. So he really hasn't had the fullness of life that he should have. He's got a bunch of kids. They were quite young at the time, who basically grew up without their father. So for the family, it's been rather consequential. And I think for the public, you know, the whole case just kind of faded out of public consciousness until this Netflix documentary a couple of years ago reignited some passions and really forced the DA to take another look at the case.
Now, could this lead to any potential civil action against the NYPD moving ahead in those conversations with the lawyers?
I think so. Aziz's lawyer wouldn't say specifically whether he's going to, you know, file a lawsuit, but you could imagine that that's coming, right? Because you'll have the DA basically standing up saying this man was convicted in error, and there certainly could be some legal recourse should he decide to go down that route.
All right, Aaron Katursky, always appreciate your insight onto these major stories that are making news nationally and around the globe. Thank you.
Thank you.